We want to remind you as a family, as a church, that we love you, we respect you, we respect your role as a father, grandfather, great-grandfather, but we have an expectation of you to build godly lives, to influence the people in your life in a godly way, and so we hope that that'll be a blessing to you in your life as you keep it in your pocket, being reminded of where it came from and why you received it this morning, and that's because of our love for you as a church family. We want to take a look this morning at Proverbs chapter 3 as we look at being fathers and some of the godly roles that we play as fathers. And we want to say Happy Father's Day to you, of course, this morning. Proverbs chapter 3. My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you peace and prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline. Do not resent His rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those He loves as a father, the son He delights in. Would you pray with me, and then we'll get into this lesson. God, how great You are. How incredible Your creation that surrounds us. Father, help us to be reminded as the days of our life that You bless us with, Father, with every breath that the air around us is made perfect by Your hand. Father, that the birds sing by the power of Your might, that the rivers flow and the ocean's tides come and go at Your will. Father, You are truly the Father of all fathers. As Your love for us pours into our lives in ways that we cannot begin to understand or even begin to see. Father, for we know that in as earthly fathers and parents and family members, Father, that our love is one that desires to give, but Your love is so much greater and understands far beyond ours, that You give in ways that wisdom is beyond our understanding. Father, we love You. We desire for our love to be greater, that we would stand as ambassadors on this earth for You, as we would stand as conquerors in Your name to proclaim that there is one and only one living God. Father, we thank You. We thank You for Your Son and Your Spirit. Father, we thank You for Your Word that is alive and active in our lives through Your Spirit. Father, we thank You for the sacrifice that Your Son made for us, that You gave Him freely for us, Father, and that by Your power You raised Him to sit at Your right hand. Father, as we look in Your Word this morning, may we gain wisdom and strength from it. Father, as we strive to bless the earthly fathers that are around us, Father, that we lift them up and give them strength and courage as family. In Jesus' precious name, amen. I want to share with you just a few things from Proverbs chapter 3 this morning that I think are godly attributes that this first 12 verses of this chapter teach us as earthly father, and the lesson will be yours. My son, don't forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart. A father is always teaching, isn't he? Always teaching, it seems like, whether he realizes or not even. I remember one time specifically one of my boys did something. I looked at him and I said, "Where did you learn that from? I didn't teach." I go, "Oh yeah, I did. I learned it from you, Dad." That makes you feel good, doesn't it? You know, you never know when they're watching, and it's usually all the time. But a father teaches from the moment he rises in the morning to the moment he goes to bed at night. Even the time that he comes out of bed and goes to bed is something that he teaches with those who are around him. For they will prolong your life many years and bring you peace and prosperity. A father prepares us for a long and peaceful life by sharing with us the faith that he has in the Father. There is another verse in Proverbs that talks about peace. I believe it's Proverbs chapter 14, says that peace will bring you a long and healthy life. This is one of those things as fathers that I strive desperately to give to my boys, is to find peace, to find contentment, right? Whether in need or in want, Paul talks about, I have learned to be content. Because we can't change what we have. We can't make it better. We can't make it worse. But it's what God has given us, this place in life. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. A godly father teaches to love unconditionally and faithfully always. Right? Unconditionally and faithfully. A godly father understands this is my life, or this is my chosen path. The boys and the young people in the classes that I teach have heard me say over and over again, I choose my wife every day. Every day I get up and I choose her. And I make that apparent to my boys because I want them to know, whether easy or hard, that marriage is a choice every day. Every day I choose her as the most beautiful, incredible woman in my life. An unconditional and faithful love. And I give to them as children. But I can only do that because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I am more than a conqueror through Him. Then you will find win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. He teaches us to find favor in the eyes of God and respect in the eyes of man. As we live a godly life, men will respect us for who we are because they know they can trust us. Whether it's borrowing a shovel or doing a business deal, that a godly man can be trusted. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. A godly father teaches his family to trust in God's wisdom more than their own, more than his own. Because there is only one man who's perfect that's ever walked this earth, and that's Jesus Christ. I will and have let my children down. But if I try to portray to them, it's a mistake as a father to try to portray to them that I'm the perfect dad. I don't make mistakes. Then you've taken their picture of the only perfect man from them. Then they rely on you and not God. As a father, a godly man admits when he makes mistakes and says, son, I was wrong. I made a mistake. I got a little too mad. I got a little too upset. I've made a mistake. Only God is perfect in all that He does. Forgive me, and we will strive to do better together. Then our families can see that our trust and faith is in God. It's not in our own wisdom and understanding, but in the one who made the universe that surrounds us. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight. A father who submits to God Almighty teaches direction and protection through obedience to the Father. It can't be found anyplace else like it can be found in God. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. Striving to prove how smart you are will eventually bring you to temptation and harm's way. Let me read that one more time. As a godly father understands, striving to prove how smart you are will eventually bring you to temptation and harm's way. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones, it says. He teaches health and life are found in godliness. I could go into medical explanations about some of this. I had several things that started to come to mind. I thought, no, I'm not going to take that time this morning. You understand that a godly man's life doesn't present itself to the perils because he lives godly. He's not focused on the physical as the world around us is, through drugs and alcohol and sexual addictions. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. He teaches us to give to God first, understanding that God gives to us in numerous ways in this life and blesses us with every breath. Then your barns will be filled overflowing, your vats will brim over with new wine. He teaches us to receive graciously as God gives to us. The first thing that my family and I did this last, about a week ago, we've moved into a new home. Ted and I were talking this morning, and he was asking me about how we're doing. I said, I got a clear path to my recliner and a clear path to my bed, and that's enough. That was pretty good for the moment, isn't it? But the first thing I did was call my boys to the kitchen. As my wife were standing there talking, and before we moved anything into the house, we prayed, giving thanks for what God has given us as a family. And ask us to use it as a blessing to this family, to those that we come into contact with, that God's light will shine from our home because of the choices that we make as a family. To receive graciously, to understand that as I put my hands to work, giving God the glory for whatever I find to do, that it is for His glory. That I only receive what I receive by God's gracious hand, by His gifts in my life. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline and do not resent His rebuke. He teaches us to find strength and look for wisdom when things don't go our way. You know, I'll never forget walking into Walmart and one of my boys called my attention. There was a very large man standing at a jewelry counter. And there was a little woman about my wife's height, you know. And I feel pretty tall around her. We're almost exactly a foot difference between me and her, you know. That's why I've always make sure she has a step stool in the house so she can reach the top of the cabinets, right? But this guy was bigger than me, and the woman behind the counter was Janine's size or smaller, and he was yelling at her about some transaction that had happened. He was very unhappy and very upset and letting his temper show, and it was drawing attention of those who were around him. I remember getting in the car with my oldest and saying, "Son, tell me what you thought about that situation." My boys get tired of me sometimes, I think, saying, "Son, tell me what you think about what you just saw." I even do that in movies. We'll watch a movie and I will stop and say, "Tell me what you would do in this circumstance." I can't help it. I'm a teacher at heart. And I do that all. My wife is that way too. We will stop movies and say, "Tell me what you would do right here. Why did he make a mistake, or where is he headed from here?" Because in mistakes, in times that we fall, in times that God brings His discipline to us, whether we realize it or not at that moment, we find strength and wisdom when things don't go our way. When a man is striving to let God's light shine in all that he does. Because the Lord's discipline, those He loves as a father, the son He delights in. A father who does not discipline his children, who does not control his children when they're young, will not be able to delight in them when they're older. You know, and I will say this as a youth minister too, I see sometimes so many mistakes, and I've made the mistakes in years past of not not approaching parents and saying things to them. And so I'm going to put myself on a cross to be crucified about this right now. I'm going to tell you that sometime along the way, someone in this audience, I'm going to make you very mad. I'm going to make you upset with me. Because I'm going to see someone making a mistake with a child, and I'm going to come tell you when that happens. You know, things like what young girls are allowed to wear in public, what young boys are allowed to do or say. It may be cute when they're little bitty, but it's not so cute when they get older. To me, I see down the road, I don't think it's cute when they're little. Parents who love their children, discipline them so that they understand life is never without rules, is it? From the day that you're born till the day that you die, you live under rules. Rules of the land, rules of a house, rules of a college, rules of a high school, rules of an elementary school, rules at work. There is always something to follow. And if we don't realize that rules are to our benefit, that guidelines are to our benefit, that godly life is to our benefit, then we will bring nothing but pain and suffering to ourselves, not through our own actions, but through the actions of our children. For a father who truly loves his children disciplines them and teaches them to love and to give to God Almighty. How incredible is that? And they do that through devoting time and energy and life. I told the kids this morning that when they graduate from school, when they get to be my age, they'll let all the medals, all the trophies mean nothing. Someplace in all the junk at my house, there's a trophy, there's a box of trophies and medals and so on. So, you know what? I could care less about those now. What I care about is my memories and the photos that were taken at that time. But the memories more than the photos even. The time that I remember my parents being there and sharing with me. My family being close to me. The times when family sat down to dinners and we laughed about things and we shared things together. There was a study that came out a few years ago, fathers, and I want to make this, this is one of those things that we need to know and understand. This study has been done two or three times now. It's proven fact. Children who sat down with their parents at a table and eat a meal at a table will do twice as well in school than those who do not. That's a little bit shocking, isn't it? But that's the truth. Parents who love their children discipline them. I want to share with you a short video this morning that I think you're going to enjoy. But it brings out my final point for the lesson this morning as we close. I think you're going to find some interesting points here. As a father is asked what it's like to be a father.
Mr. Francis was sitting for 2 days now.
Pretty interesting, isn't it? A godly father gives of himself in so many ways. I just wished I knew what this guy typed in that iPhone. There is nothing more powerful on this earth than God's Word. But second to God's Word is godly parents and the way that they influence and change the world that is around them. This morning, we just want to say, dads, thank you for being here, for setting the example, and being a godly father. Because that's who you are, and that's who we expect you to be. This morning, if you're here and you need to set your life right, if you need us to just pray with you, maybe there's a father here this morning who needs us to surround him and say, we support you in realizing you're not perfect, but that you want to strive to be a perfect godly father. That's one of the things that we do as a family. That's one of our privileges. It's one of our joys to lift each other up, to set each other on a path again that is godly and right, that we might all live as His ambassadors and the taste of Him to the world that surrounds us, the salt and the light. If we can help you unite your life in Christ this morning to be raised to walk in a new life through baptism, we want to give you that opportunity also this morning. But most of all, we want to say thank you for who you are and who you're becoming as a part of this family this morning. Why don't you come as we stand and sing together.
Surrender all to Thee, my precious Savior. I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender, Lord, I give myself to Thee. Fill me with Thy love and power. Thy blessings fall on me. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all.